BBC News with Chris Berrow. The latest hopes for a new round of talks between Iran and the US have faded after President Trump cancelled a planned trip by US negotiators to Islamabad. Mr. Trump said he wasn't going to send his envoys on a long trip to talk about nothing.
We're not going to spend 15 hours in airplanes all the time going back and forth to be giving a document that was not good enough. So we'll deal by telephone and they can call us anytime they want. We have all the cards. They have no military left, practically. They have no leaders left. We don't know who the leaders are. Nobody knows who the leader. I don't think they know who the leaders are.
The Israeli military has carried out more attacks on what it says are buildings used by Hezbollah in the south of Lebanon. Earlier, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, ordered his military to vigorously attack Hezbollah targets despite the extended ceasefire. The Palestinian Central Elections Commission says more than 500,000 people voted in municipal elections in the occupied West Bank and in Deir el-Bala in Gaza. It put turnout in Saturday's poll at just over 53%. Hamas didn't stand, and most of the candidates in the West Bank were affiliated with the governing Fatah party. These voters in Ramallah said the elections were worthwhile.
It's a proud day that we still have the chance to vote and to be part of this elections, even when we're still under occupation. This is a way of to show the outside world that we still have, we live our life, we still move on, even with everything that's happening.
We're going to keep them up to their promises this time. We're going to go to the city hall and say, you said 1, 2, 3. Why you didn't do 1, 2, 3?
The European Union has used the 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster to renew its calls on Russia to halt attacks on Ukraine's nuclear facilities. On the eve of Sunday's anniversary of the world's worst nuclear accident, the EU's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, condemned what she called Moscow's relentless strikes in the Chernobyl area. Ali McConnell reports.
The remains of the Chernobyl nuclear plant lie to the north of the Ukrainian capital Kyiv and were in the path of advancing Russian forces when Moscow launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. The site was briefly occupied, but although the Russians withdrew, the area has not escaped further attacks, even suffering damage to the protective shield erected over the ruins of Reactor 4 to prevent the escape of radiation. Kaya Kallas said the strikes on the structure undermined decades of international efforts and investment to mitigate the consequences of the disaster. She also warned that Russia's seizure and continued occupation of the Zaporizhia nuclear plant in southeastern Ukraine significantly increased the risks to human life and environmental protection.
This is the World News from the BBC. An affiliate of the Islamist Al-Qaeda network has said it carried out a coordinated series of attacks against government targets across Mali. The group Jinim said in a statement that it had organised attacks on the homes of President Assimi Goïta and the Defence Minister and on the airport in the capital Bamako. Jinim said it coordinated its attacks with the Tuareg-dominated separatist group in northern Mali, the FLA. A bomb attack on a bus in southwestern Colombia has killed at least 14 people. The governor of the Cauca department said around 40 others were wounded in the attack on a major regional highway. Colombian media are also reporting on attacks elsewhere that damaged important infrastructure targets. The violence, blamed on FARC rebels, comes ahead of Colombia's presidential election next month. Hungary's outgoing nationalist Prime Minister Viktor Orbán has announced he will not take up his seat in the new parliament next month. He said he was stepping aside to make room for a younger generation following his party's crushing election defeat 2 weeks ago. Mr. Orbán has been a continuous presence in parliament since the fall of communism, serving as Prime Minister for 16 years. The Saudi football team Al Ahly have successfully defended their title to be crowned the winners of the Men's Asian Champions League after defeating the Japanese team Machida Zelvia in Saturday night's final in Jeddah. Speaking after the match, Al Ahly's head coach Matthias Yazle praised the players.
We are really, really proud of what the team was achieving this year, how every player was committed for that journey. To win that trophy was unbelievable. I think this year was special because we needed to overcome much more obstacles along the way. And how these guys were handling it was just on a really, really high level, so that everyone can be really proud of.
BBC News.